Wrapping up shop on our final episode of the calendar year on the lineup. Joel Pawlacik, Ryan Kroek. Let's not waste any time. Let's get into these college football, really, debates that have been heard around the country. We're going to start with you, Ryan. Probably the biggest one of them all, Miami, Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be the Apollo Creed in this segment to Joel Pawlacik's Rocky, because here it is. Miami does not belong in the college football playoff. I don't care about head-to-head right now. Throw that out the window. A team with two unranked losses, the only team on the bubble, has absolutely zero case to be in the college football playoff over a team whose only two losses came to two teams who are in the top 12. There's no chance. I understand the argument. If Miami and Notre Dame are the final two teams, it should go to Miami. Fine. I will concede that point. It's the head-to-head argument that counts. Play the games on the field, sure, it should matter, I agree. You don't want to devalue the games on the field, 100%. My argument's going to be, listen, Miami shouldn't even be sniffing Notre Dame because of those two unranked losses to Louisville and SMU. There are about 4 to 5 teams on the college football playoff bubble right now who aren't in a conference championship game. The ones that stand out to me, Notre Dame, Miami, Texas, and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, throw them out the window. Texas, you have a case, this whole controversy over playing Ohio State week one and losing.
We'll get to them.
We'll get to them later. Miami's the only one of those four teams that has multiple unranked losses. Notre Dame and Vandy, their two losses came to two teams who are very, very good. They were ranked at the time. And we're talking about Miami in the same breath as these three teams. I just think it's absurd. Yes, Miami won against Notre Dame, but they only have one other win that's their only win all season, excuse me, against a team who's currently in the top 25. It's their only win all season. And those two unranked, I understand they are 4-0 in ranked play. Yeah. Those three teams that were ranked at the time were terrible. Turned out to be awful in USF's case, but not good. Miami doesn't belong. Two unranked losses, that should eliminate you from the college football playoff discussion. It's as simple as that. Notre Dame is a better football team. You can't look me in the eye with a straight face and tell me they are not. And anyone who does, it's just absurd.
You put that excellently. I mean, if it comes down to the two teams, you have to honor the head-to-head. Notre Dame would beat them by 3 scores right now.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter where
it
is.
So they should get in. But Joel Pawlacik agrees with me, everybody.
Miami should get in the head-to-head, and you look at the common opponents.
They don't belong up there.
3 out of the 4 common opponents, Miami beat by more points. But my biggest
common
issue.
Common opponents is so ridiculous, by the way.
That pick game,
my biggest
any
issue.
Any given Saturday, but common opponents, pick one.
Is something that the committee has already done. You look at Texas and Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt lost on the road to Texas. Notre Dame lost on the road against Miami. Texas has a worse record than Vandy, but they still jumped them with that head-to-head win. You see two teams with the same 10-2 record. And Miami doesn't jump them, that's the fault for me.
And my whole point is they shouldn't be right next to each other in the rankings. I think it's faulty by the committee. Miami should not be in this discussion is my point. Yes, they're 10-2. Yes, they have 4 ranked wins. I don't think it's a serious team with 4 ranked wins. Again, as I mentioned, only one of them is coming as a team that remains in the top 25 today. And they finished the season awful. They had the worst end of the season of any of those 4 teams on the bubble.
Yeah.
Listen, Miami, remember we talked about a couple weeks ago when Notre Dame played Pitt? You were kind of a little bit arguing how, you know, Pitt should try. Like, they shouldn't say we're giving up the head coach for Pitt. Well, Miami beat Pitt by more points than Notre Dame
Again,
beat Pitt.
I will just say, yeah. Listen,
that's why you
got to
try.
I will say, you play the games for a reason. I don't care if it's week 1, I don't care if it's week 16. There is no point if you're not considering head-to-head games, because then why do you play the game?
Right.
Again, I will hear you out on that all day long. My whole argument, again, has always been that Miami just simply doesn't belong. This debate shouldn't even be happening, is my point. Miami should not be the team knocking on the door, and Notre Dame should not be the team with 1 foot out the door. Notre Dame should be much further in, and Miami should be much further out. The fact that Alabama jumped Notre Dame, by the way, this got under the radar it's absurd. The fact that Alabama jumped Notre Dame this week
after the Iron Bowl,
and that is huge, by the way, huge implications, because it sets up Notre Dame to be the last team in.
There you go.
Which is absurd. It's absurd.
Puts them in the same bracket as Miami with the 10 through 12 teams.
That's
for consideration.
Right.
The committee is setting themselves up I think they're setting themselves up to put Miami in.
They
and
want
I think
people
it's
to get the popcorn ready.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Well, you hinted a little bit about this, Ryan, but we're going to go to you, Joel, first. Texas 9-3, great wins, losses, What you got on Texas?
Listen, Texas, you know, like I said earlier, I don't think people give them enough credit for the season they had. They played five top 10 teams, and they went 3-2. That's pretty dang good.
Yeah.
But they should not be in the playoffs. They absolutely shouldn't. Three-loss team. The committee made that precedent last season with Alabama. I believe they were the first team out, and they had three losses. And you know, they should not be punished for playing Ohio State. And that's the argument you have there. Why even go out of your way to schedule that game? But what they should be punished for is losing to Florida.
Thank you, Joel.
Alabama
Thank
lost
you.
To Florida State. Tennessee lost to Arkansas last year, and they got
in. Three I have this written down on my paper because I knew exactly that this was going to get brought up. Bama might have the worst loss of Texas and Notre Dame and Oklahoma in of those group of four teams. But Texas doesn't have the wins that Alabama does. They were the first SEC team in history to win four straight ranked games in consecutive weeks at the start of their conference play. By the way, they beat Georgia in Sanford. What happened to Arch and them boys? They got destroyed at Sanford. They got absolutely embarrassed. You want to talk about common opponent? There's a common opponent for you, Jake. Let's get that out of the way. How about Texas? And Texas has three losses. Joel said it right on the head. Florida? You lose to Florida? Florida?
It's a bad loss.
It's horrible.
Florida beat Florida State?
Okay, congratulations. Florida beat Florida State.
We can play
is it
this
common
game
opponent
all
or is it not common opponent? You pick one. You pick one. And tell
listen.
Are you pro-common opponent or anti-common opponent? Pick one. Because you seem pro-common opponent in the case of Notre Dame, Miami.
Listen.
But now it doesn't support your argument, so now it's out the window.
Texas, the first team since 2019 LSU to win three games against top 10 teams.
You know what happened with 2019 LSU? They didn't lose a game either, buddy. They didn't lose three. Certainly didn't lose three. They also had a quarterback who actually, you know, won the Heisman and played up to expectations and like your golden boy.
I think
boy,
they should
Archie
be rewarded for going
Nepo
on the road
baby.
To play Ohio State, kept the closest margin of any opponent Ohio State played.
Oh, gee, congrats.
Played.
You played Ohio State.
There shouldn't
close.
Be awarded,
Gold
but they
star.
Shouldn't be punished.
Listen,
this
if they
game.
Schedule
Again,
Rice,
people
then
are,
they get
it's,
in.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Sure, they schedule Rice, they get in. I can understand that coming from, like, you can see that world. But again, I think people are too focused on the fact that they lost to Ohio State than the fact that they lost to Florida. It's ridiculous that that has gotten swept under the rug in this whole situation.
They have
it's
three
ridiculous.
Losses. There's just too many teams.
Correct.
Are they a playoff caliber team?
You want to
absolutely, again, but they have three losses.
I will tell you this. They belong more than Miami does.
Yeah,
they 100% belong more than Miami
on
does.
On paper, yeah.
Correct.
Talent, yes.
100%. But the fact of the matter is, like I was talking about Miami's losses. I think, you know, wins matter for sure, but losses should not be ignored either. I was talking all about Miami's two unranked losses. Texas is the only other bubble team with an unranked loss. Right. So that's my argument there with Texas as well. They should be the first team out. That would be my argument. They should be, just like Bama was a year ago, the first team to miss.
Well, one team that could really shake this whole thing up and not even have to have us have this conversation is BYU. Ryan, I'm going to go to you. What happens if they win this Big 12 title?
It's really elementary. I'm not even going to waste breath on this. Texas Tech gets the last at-large bid. BYU gets the auto bid. Notre Dame's out. And there's no bubble teams in the playoff.
No Miami, no Notre Dame.
We got to make natty picks.
Well, yeah, this is our last show of the year. We won't be back until there's a champion. So we're going to go with our natty picks, natty prediction. Joel first, what you got?
Listen, mine is going to be pretty elementary. It's Ohio State. It's self-explanatory. They have too good of a roster. It pains me to say it. And whether they win or lose against Indiana in this Big Ten championship, they're not going to lose the second time they play them if they have to. Look at Oregon last year. They're going to be ready for that. And I want to say, I like Oregon. And I like Oregon for an opposite reason of last year. They got, you know, they had, it was tough with the seeding for them last year. If they go into that 5 or 6 seed spot, they're going to be dangerous in the playoffs.
Yeah, talk about dangerous. They're my national championship pick. Yeah. I made that pick back in back when they beat Penn State in Happy Valley. And, of course, I've stuck with it all year. I'm going to stick with it now. The Ducks are a very complete team. They're a very underappreciated team. Their resume is sneaky great. And they can beat anybody. I give them the best chance of anybody in the bracket to beat Ohio State. And I'll say this about the Buckeyes. Ryan Day has, throughout his career, has been good for one embarrassing loss all season. It hasn't come yet. That should scare people in Columbus.
I'm going to go Indiana. I think Indiana loses.
I like it.
In the conference championship, or they're going to win the second time. Listen, what happened to the one-seeded Oregon? They lost. They got killed, actually. And I think
killed is a stretch.
I think Ohio State, their time is coming. But that's
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so.
As
go
we
Ducks.
Wrap up, last
yeah.
time, what's
go
your
Ducks.
Favorite memory of this semester?
Favorite memory? Hating on Arch Manning.
Yeah.
Oh, the James Franklin fired show.
That is top.
That was our Super Bowl.
That's top.
I think a heartwarming moment between you two is when we agreed about the Patriots, that dark horse. That was cinema.
World peace is possible, ladies and gentlemen. That's great.
That's all the time we have. A fantastic semester on the lineup. Huge thank you to our executive producer, Tomos Holovox, for all the work he put in this semester. But one more time, alongside Joel Palachuk and Ryan Croak.